Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Rust.
Well, if it isn't the Star-Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
For the tour, we all need 3D glasses. This is what they look like, very fashionable. You don't need to wear them just yet. You take them off, we'll let you know when to put them on. But I want to make sure everybody on board did pick up a pair of the glasses. If you made it aboard, didn't get them, don't panic. Just raise your arm. High up, keep your arm up, and we will make sure you get the 3D glasses. Anyone on board right now need 3D glasses, please raise your arm. All right, from where I'm sitting, it looks like everybody has picked up the glasses. Also, before we go, younger guests, smaller children, whose legs don't quite yet touch the floor of the tram, it is better to seat them towards the center of the row, away from those outside gates, just for their own safety. Thank you so much for doing that. And again, some of the gates are still up. When they close, please keep hands, arms, and feet inside of the tram and clear the gate area. It is my great pleasure now to introduce you to our driver. His name is Jose. Everybody say, hey, Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Jose saying hey back. He's a great driver. He'll make sure that we get to where we need to go to today on the tour. All right, we've got thumbs up. Turn to your left. Wave goodbye. So long, folks. We'll see you later. We're out of here. Bye-bye. See ya. All right. We're off. Headed now to the studio where some of Hollywood's biggest names come to work every day. You know, the host of our tour, very big name. He's an Emmy winner, a Grammy winner, and the host of The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. Here he is, Mr. Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, hey there. You made it. Welcome to the Universal Studio Tour. I'm Jimmy Fallon. I'll be making sure you get through this experience in one piece. You got the very best guy.
Hi.
And the greatest driver.
Jose.
They're the best. I love them. Even though
Mike
owes me $5. I know you guys are excited to get on the tour, but first, a few safety rules.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. Okay, folks, here are the safety rules. First, if you need any assistance during the tour or have a medical emergency, or if you drop something of value off the side of the tram, or you have any sound or video issues, reach up, grab the red E-cord. Runs along the center of the ceiling of the tram. I will be back to assist you as soon as it is safe to do so. Otherwise, during the entire tour, please remain seated and keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times. Remember to use the red cord above your head if you need any assistance. Please, no smoking of any kind during the tour, and be prepared. Our tour today features loud noises, sudden tram movements, Always please hold on to your personal belongings. We're going to experience fire effects and many water effects. Okay, certainly have your cameras out for great photo opportunities, but please keep an eye on the camera so it does not get wet. And finally, for your safety and the safety of those sitting around you while on board, please do not use the selfie sticks. Thank you so much for doing that. That's it for the safety rules. Hey, look where we are. We're in Universal's movie timeline. Check out the posters on both sides, representing a few of the thousands of movies that we've entertained you with over the years. Speaking of movies, we just found black and white footage of a classic 1940s movie of ours we thought we had lost. See if you recognize the movie.
I have the room ready for you, Mrs. Barrington.
Thank you, Mark.
Did you hear that? Mrs. Barrington.
Not quite, darling, but soon. Very thanks. Hello.
Yes?
Every bottle of champagne sent to the room at once. And make sure that we are not disturbed for any reason.
Oh, I bet you figured this out. That is not an old movie. Jimmy Fallon filmed that scene inside Stage 20, and it gives you a great idea what the inside of a soundstage looks like with a set built in it.
That was great.
You may wonder what the outside of a soundstage looks like. Please look to your left-hand side next to us. That is the outside of Soundstage 12. Used by NBC's Emmy Award-winning The Voice. Here's the Emmy Award-winning post-producer of The Voice, Mr. Carson Daly.
Hi, everybody. I'm Carson Daly from NBC's The Voice. I want to welcome you to the Universal Front Lot. Our show is filmed on Stage 12. It happens to be the largest soundstage on the Universal Lot.
Oh, thanks, Carson. Stage 12 is over 29,000 square feet. Season 12 of The Voice, up and running Monday and Tuesday nights on NBC. They're still doing the blind auditions. The great coaches are picking their teams, and those great coaches are Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Alicia Keys, and Gwen Stefani. It's going to be a wonderful season 12 of The Voice. So, Stage 12, used by The Voice, one of 28 sound stages that we have on the front lot. After we turn, please look to your left-hand side. We're going to be passing stages 25, 24, 23, and 22. These are being transformed to make way for future expansion. Now, these stages have seen plenty of production. Classic movies like The Blues Brothers, the Academy Award winning The Sting, TV shows like CSI, and NBC's hit show Superstore with America Ferrera, Ben Feldman. For the third season of Superstore, they will be using stages 16 and 17. We're just there on the other side of the stages we're passing here on the left. Folks, we're going to make another turn in a moment. When we do, please look to your left-hand side. You see the building? That's the Carl Lumley Building. Named after the founder of the studio, Carl Lumley, who you see up on the screen. Studio founded in 1912. But let's go back to present day. If you see anybody on a golf cart or bicycle, that's a quick, fast way to get around this approximately 400-acre studio. Trailers could be dressing rooms, wardrobe trailers, makeup trailers. To your left, stage 27, used by the comedy The Mindy Project, starring Mindy Kaling.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mindy, and welcome to the world-famous Universal Studios Tram Tour. I wish you could join in, but I'm really busy shooting my show, The Mindy Project.
Also, you were banned from the trams because you jumped off when you tried to hug Steven Spielberg.
For your information, he loved you, okay? Mr. Spielberg, if you're out there,
the guy alone, he's super busy.
I think we had a connection.
Big fan of Steven Spielberg.
Edit this out, please.
That, of course, Mindy Kaling and Ike Barinholtz, stars of The Mindy Project, which streams on Hulu and is in its fifth season. So, we are part of the NBC Universal family. In our family, we have some terrific TV networks led off by the crown jewel, NBC. In addition to NBC in our network family, we also have E, Sci-Fi, USA, Bravo, Telemundo, NBC Universal, Golf Channel, CNBC, MSNBC, The Weather Channel, Oxygen, Esquire Network, and NBC Sports, just to name a few. To your right, stage 44, recently used for the TBS series Angie Tribeca with Rashida Jones. On your left, say hi to our friend Ted the Teddy Bear. He's in front of the home of Bluegrass Productions, which have given us the movies Ted and Ted 2, starring Mark Wahlberg and the voice of Seth MacFarlane. Back on your right side, we're going to go by the Bud Westmore Building, named after a very famous makeup artist who at one time worked at the studio. You know, a lot of great TV shows have filmed on the front lot in the sound stages. Current shows like The Voice and Superstore. If you look up on the screens, here's titles of past shows, which also filmed at the front lot sound stages. But we do have other buildings on the front lot, like the Bud Westmore Building on the right, the bungalows on the left. The bungalows used to be dressing rooms. Now they are production offices, like for Illumination Entertainment, which has brought us the number one comedy of the year, Sing. Now, Sing, special edition with three new mini-movies and more music on Blu-ray and DVD, March 21st. Very exciting. Well, this is exciting. Look over on the left. We're going to go by a very famous bungalow, 5195, currently home to the legendary De Laurentiis Company, which in recent years has brought the legend of Dr. Hannibal Lecter to the big and small screen. Many years ago, that bungalow was used by the great director Alfred Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock, known as the master of suspense, he directed great movies like Psycho, The Birds, and Rear Window. And on our left, our newest sound stages, where NBC and Jennifer Lopez's upcoming dance competition series, World of Dance, recently finished filming. World of Dance will premiere this spring on NBC with great judges Jennifer Lopez, Derek Hough, and Neo. Before World of Dance moved into those stages, they were first used by our big event, Hairspray Live, which came up beautifully last December. Hairspray Live not only used those sound stages on the front lot, they also used some of our back lot, which we just crossed onto. Hairspray Live used our Metropolitan set area on your left-hand side. These buildings are facades, the front and side of the building. The height of the facade is over 50 feet tall, and it gives the camera the sensation that the buildings are just as tall as the ones in New York or London or any other major metropolitan city in the world. Now today, in the Metro sets, you're going to see things set up for NBC's American Ninja Warrior. That popular show has filmed here on a couple occasions already, and they're going to be filming again. We're going to enter the Metro set, so you kind of see the area where they're filming. We're going to be on New York Street. We call it New York Street because it's appeared as a street in the great city of New York for many, many productions. All right, so after we turn, look to your right, you'll see the white truck. That's an alleyway on the other side of the alley, New York Street, where they've set up for American Ninja Warrior. Our upcoming movie, Fate of the Furious, opening April 14th, with Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, also has filmed in the Metro sets, as has Colony, USA Network show with Josh Holloway in its second season. So, American Ninja Warrior on New York Street. Speaking of New York, our host, Jimmy Fallon, originates in Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon from New York. Here's Jimmy, live via satellite. Tell us a little more about what it's like to work in New York.
Hey everyone, welcome to New York. I got my start right here in New York on Saturday Night Live. This is actually my old neighborhood. Once got mugged over there by an old woman. Tough lady. It's my favorite hot dog guy. Hey buddy, how's it going? Remember me?
No.
Just like old times. Gotta love New York City.
I'm walking here!
Hey, it's cool guys. I was just walking there. So it's not exactly New York, but a lot of times when you see New York in the movies, it was shot right here on the Universal Metro sets.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy. You know, the great director, Steven Spielberg, helped us design our Metro sets so we get the most film hits out of the area. Over the years, Mr. Spielberg has given us great action-adventure films. Well, folks, get ready. We have a great adventure awaiting us. We are approaching Skull Island. Please hold on to all your personal belongings. Please remain seated at all times. As we approach Skull Island, and while we are inside Skull Island, here now the director of King Kong, Mr. Peter Jackson.
It's the original King Kong that made me want to direct movies. I saw that movie on TV when I was about
I like films that just take you away from your real life and sweep you up in adventure. Kong literally does that. I mean, you're on board the ship, you're sailing to a lost island, you're encountering monsters and creatures from, you know, prehistoric times.
How kind of place is it?
Well, it's thrilled with Universal One. Now, we have created this 3D immersive experience, so you're going to have your glasses ready. Don't put them on yet, just have them in your hand because we're about to return to Skull Island.
You know, over the years, there have been three very memorable versions of King Kong. The original 1933 RKO film. In 1976, Dino De Laurentiis produced a very notorious version starring Jessica Lange and Jeff Bridges. And then, of course, Peter Jackson's 2005 Academy Award-winning version of King Kong. Peter Jackson's version won Academy Awards for the special effects and the sound. Okay, folks, remember to please have your glasses ready. Please hold on to all of your personal belongings. And please remain seated at all times. King Kong. Okay, folks, get your cameras out. We're going to show you some of our famous picture cars. But before we get to the picture cars row, if you look to your left-hand side down below, you're seeing one of several areas on the back lot, which can be property department storage areas. A prop is anything on a set that an actor would touch or hold. On your screen, so look at our prop department building, which is further on the back lot. Also on the screens, examples of props, smaller handheld props, bigger props like furniture, pianos. And now, welcome to Universal's Picture Cars Row. You will see some outstanding picture cars from the Fast and the Furious film franchise. And remember, Fate of the Furious in theaters next month, April 14th, with Vin Diesel, Charlize Theron, Dwayne Johnson, Helen Mirren. Hey, look, coming up on our left, you see the Jeep Wrangler Sahara and one of the gyrospheres from Jurassic World, starring Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. You know, Jurassic World is set to have a sequel. It's to be in theaters June 2018. So that's just under a year and a half away. That'll be something to look forward to. But we have something to look forward to. Right now, we're headed to a small island off the coast of Costa Rica.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Many of the vehicles and set pieces you'll see coming up around us used in Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park films, like the mobile lab from the Lost World Jurassic Park. The mobile lab's coming up on the left-hand side. Remember, dinosaurs are extinct. You don't need to worry anymore about dinosaurs. Hey, let's check the road out up ahead of us, see how it's looking. We do have a little bit of fog in the area. Otherwise, looks good. Over on the left side, the mobile lab from the Lost World Jurassic Park. You know, I'd say it's a nice quiet morning here in the jungle islands of Costa Rica. So in the Jurassic Park films, weather has always played a very important role in creating the right mood for the films, like with the rain and with the fog. Check out this scene from the Lost World Jurassic Park, featuring some rain, the mobile lab, and Academy Award winner Julianne Moore. Now also, speaking of weather, as we pull into Old Mexico, we are seeing for the movie Three Amigos film, starring Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, Martin Short. Why don't we get the most current up-to-date weather report for the area from America's favorite weatherman, Mr. Al Roker.
Hi, everybody. Here's today's forecast for the Universal Backlot. It's going to be sunny and dry in Six Points, Texas. Cool and cloudy in Little Europe. Expect snow and sleet on New York Street. And we've got a high chance of fog and precipitation for Skull Island, Amity Island, and Island of Blah. That's your forecast for today. Now here's a look at what's going on in your neighborhood.
Oh, we got a big storm moved in. Heavy rain, flash flood warning on the screens. Lightning just knocked out all those screens. Well, let's watch the rain come down. Well, that rain's coming down. Pretty heavy, pretty steady. But I think the rain is, well, I thought it was manageable, but I just heard a low rumbling sound. That would indicate a flash flood headed straight for the tram. Al's forecast right on target. Here it comes, folks. Left side. Flash flood. Look out. You may recognize this area. We used it also in our hit movie Big Fat Liar, starring Paul Giamatti, Frankie Muniz, and Amanda Bynes.
You can't outrun the wolf, kid!
Well, this flash flood will sweep us out of Old Mexico, around the corner, into the Old West. Coming up on your right side, on the other side of the trailer, you'll see part of Denver Street, one of the oldest sections on the back lot. So you have Denver Street on the right and Six Points, Texas on the left. Six Points is getting a facelift. Sometimes that happens in Hollywood. But all the great Western stars like Audie Murphy, Jimmy Stewart, John Wayne have all seen up and down these streets. Look on the left, some of the great props that have been used in the Western area. The wagon wheels, the barrels, the crates. It's amazing how just a couple items can transport you back to an entirely different time period. Well, you know, on the back lot, we can travel great distances in a very short amount of time. From the Wild West, we're going to swing by Little Europe, famous for where we filmed the classic Hollywood monster movies like Dracula with Bela Lugosi and Frankenstein, starring Boris Karloff. We have a new version of The Mummy opening in theaters June 9th with Tom Cruise. It's going to be a very exciting film. And we love Little Europe. We make it look like any town in Europe. Just decorate the sets, change the language on the signs. Here's our host, Jimmy Fallon, to show you how that is done.
Mi chiamo Jimmy Fallon e tu un gros bottiglia di vino. Mamma mia! Siamo a Jimmy Fallon.
Hallo, ich bin Jimmy Fallon. Die Kopf ist geht auf mich.
Well, thank you for that great demonstration, Jimmy. All right, folks, here we are in Little Europe. Look around. If you have seen our NBC show, The Good Place, starring Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, you have seen Little Europe. The Good Place utilizes this area very extensively. The Good Place will be coming back for a second season, but you can always go back to NBC.com to catch up with the past episodes. You know, this area also gives us another great example of how we try to use every available inch on the Studio Love projects. Coming up on your right-hand side, there is a beautiful courtyard in Little Europe. You got the beautiful courtyard on your right side. Well, look what's coming up on the left-hand side. The modern-day house for the Hallmark Channel show, Home and Family, hosted by Mark Steinis and Debbie Matenopoulos. Home and Family shoots here Monday through Fridays. Sometimes they film in the house, sometimes outside. The house is a practical set. It's also a hot set, fully dressed, ready for filming. As we pull down the road, you'll also notice on your left-hand side some trailers. This is the base camp for Home and Family. Every production always has a base camp where you have production offices, trailers for talent, wardrobe trailers, makeup trailers, and the all-important craft services area. Craft services is very important for any production because they provide all the snacks and meals for cast and crew members when they are taking a break. Usually spot a craft services area. It's a tented area with tables and chairs. There's even more in this location, in addition to Little Europe, the modern day house for Home and Family, the base camp for Home and Family. You'll notice right in front of us, we have a soundstage, Soundstage 50. Built inside is a hot set, a Northern California subway station set. This particular set has been used for movies like Beverly Hills Cop 3, starring Eddie Murphy, and TV shows like Bones, starring David Boreanaz. Not only is this a hot set, it's also a permanent set. It stays up like it's built all the time, and then various productions come in and out to use it. Here on your screens, footage from a past episode of Bones that used the set built in Soundstage 50.
Look, they're sweets.
He looks very upset.
When I talked to him, stick a knife in his arms.
That's with the FBI? The
FBI, yeah. We hear about the human remains.
That's him. Right over there.
You alright?
Yeah.
So, we're not just going to be talking to you about what's in Stage 50. We're not just going to be showing you a clip. As soon as we can get our clearance, we want to bring you inside Stage 50 for an up-close and personal look. All right, we got the green light. You'll see the set on both sides of the tram car. Here we go.
Hello?
Since this is a hot set, please remain seated at all times while we are in Soundstage 50 so that nothing on the hot set is disturbed. Notice the attention to detail that has been put into the set. Over on the right-hand side, you have the ticket turntable. Did you feel that? Okay. Stay calm. Stay seated. Slight tremor. Nothing to worry about. This could be the big one. Stay calm. Stay seated. Charger that we think is Dominic Toretto's from Fast and Furious. You may want to come check it out.
Okay, Tour. I'll send someone down to check it out ASAP.
Copy that. Thanks, Chief. Well, we still could be on the lookout for the car, but right now we have to head out east to Amity Island, a small New England town terrorized by that ferocious shark in Steven Spielberg's movie Jaws. Okay, don't panic. We caught the shark. Pick it up on the right. Makes a great photograph. Please remain seated at all times as we make our way across the dock. Uh-oh, right side, big shark there. Take this one. Did you catch that? They just told the diver to get out of the water. Okay, there he is, there he is. Officer George, get out of the water. Shark going under, headed right to you. Look out, look out. Too late. Poor Officer George. You know, it may not be a bad idea if we pull up against the gas tank. This will give us more protection. All right, we're clearing to the other side of the gas tank. Why is it smoking? The other dock is moving. The gas hose is loose. There could be a fire. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, that fire is hot. Look, the fire is spreading. And it looks like we're gonna need a bigger tram.
That's why you want to be on the far side, isn't it?
As we make the turn, look to your right, watch the shark. Only shark I know of that can swim backwards. And as we loop around the lake, take a look at the sets. This area also recognizable as Cabot Cove, Maine, from Angela Lansbury's hit TV show, Murder, She Wrote. That filmed at the house coming up on the right side. This area on the right, very popular for filming. You can film at the house. Then you go across the street to Colonial Street, which for 8 seasons was known as Wisteria Lane on ABC's Desperate Housewives. We're going to take you down Colonial Street, and I will tell you where all of those Desperate Housewives have lived.
If there was one thing everyone in suburbia should appreciate, it's a good neighbor.
Okay, as we enter the second home on your left, it's a beige home with a big porch. That's for Gabrielle. Anybody belong where you're resided on Desperate Housewives. Susan, played by Terry Hatcher, lived in the gold home on the left. But look up on the screens, when Desperate Housewives filmed here, Susan's house was yellow. Living next door to Susan, Lynette, played by Emmy winner Felicity Huffman. Well, we know where Gabrielle, Susan, and Lynette live, but if you know the show, there was the fourth Desperate Housewife, Green, played by Marcia Cross, who you see up on the screens. If you missed where Green lived, after we make the turn on the cul-de-sac, I'll point out Green's home. Coming up on your left side. The home looks a little different now than from the way you see it on the screens. Okay, back on your left, the light blue home. On the other side of that, the A-frame house. On the other side of the A-frame, the blue-gray home with the chimney. That's where Green lived. A lot of great TV shows have filmed on the street. From the 1960s, The Munsters, starring Fred Gwynne and Amanda Carlo, filmed here. Look on the right, see the home of the white pillars? That was the home of the Munsters. The house looks a little different now, but for the most part, the homes are designed to fit the look of an average suburban neighborhood. Here are a few more examples of productions that filmed on Colonial Street, beginning with the movie The Burbs, starring Tom Hanks. Look what's coming up on the left-hand side, on the other side of the last house on the left. There it is. There is the car, the 1970 Charger, that we think is Dominic Toretto's from Fast and Furious.
Studio tour. Looks like we might have an issue.
Oh?
I'm patching you an agent Novak from the FBI.
FBI?
Sorry to interrupt your fun. We've got video surveillance on that Charger you all saw. System that the driver is positively identified as Dominic Toretto. I've been tracking this guy for a while. He's a hardened criminal. He's likely armed, and he's definitely dangerous. My men and I are on our way to apprehend him right now. If you see him, don't be a hero. Don't engage him. Just keep a safe distance and report any further sightings to studio security immediately. We'll handle it from there.
Will do, sir. Okay, it looks like the FBI has a good handle on this. Everybody, just keep your eyes open, though, for anything suspicious. However, you will not find anything suspicious in our next area. Welcome to Whoville. Coming up on the right, some of the great Academy Award-nominated outdoor sets that were used in Ron Howard's film, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
You're a bad banana with a greasy bad beard.
As we turn the corner from the Villa Foos, why oh why would this neighbor they choose? I'm talking about Norman Bates, owner of the Bates Motel in Alfred Hitchcock's classic thriller, Psycho. Hey look, Norman's peeking out of cabin one window. Hi Norman. Norman lives in the house above the motel with his mother, a very sweet woman.
We all know a little bad sometimes.
Oh, that's good to know. Why don't we take them past the house, coming up at the top of the hill on the left-hand side. As we get closer to the house, you'll see it's very messy in the backyard. Look up ahead on the left. Norman should clean that mess up. Right here it is, coming up on the left, the famous Psycho house and the famous Psycho music. As As we get behind the house, you'll see what this mess really is. The airplane crash site set from Steven Spielberg's blockbuster movie, War of the Worlds.
The airplane crash site set is a perfect example of a set that is all designed around the vision of Steven.
For, again, to sit down and talk about War of the Worlds, I thought, what if the 747 goes down right in a big neighborhood? Because it's just something you don't see.
You're doing good.
On your left, that is a real airplane, but it was an old airplane, not going to be flying anymore. So the airplane was broken into pieces to make you think it had crashed, but it's all pretend, all make-believe, just for the movie. As we leave the crash site set, you'll see the tail of the airplane coming up on the left-hand side. Coming up on our right side, we have Falls Lake, one of the largest freestanding backdrops in all of Hollywood, located at Falls Lake. This summer, Christopher Nolan's World War II film Dunkirk will be in theaters. Dunkirk did some filming by the backdrop, if you look to your right, kind of behind you. Falls Lake is a wonderful remote location area.
Look, this might be more serious than I thought. What just happened?
Now what?
This is a secure lot. Who are you?
I'll tell you who I am, boy. I'm the reason bad guys use a nightlight. I'm the reason the boogeyman begs his mama to look under his bed. And I'm the reason you just lost control of this whole operation. My name is Special Agent Luke Hobbs of the U.S. Diplomatic Security Service. And as of 16.9 seconds ago, I'm the man in charge.
The hell you are.
Let me clue you in on two things, sweet cheeks. One, there's a high-value witness from the Federal Protection Program aboard your vehicle. And two, an international crime syndicate led by Owen Shaw is honing in on this vehicle to take that witness out. Shaw's as ruthless as they come, and he'll stop at nothing to eliminate his target. Every living soul on this vehicle is in serious danger. Other than that, enjoy the ride.
This is not your jurisdiction.
It is now, stink pickle.
I'm so tired of you stink guys stepping in. Just whenever you feel like...
Mute him.
Don't you...
That's better. We're moving your vehicle to a safe location until we have the situation under control. Until then... I want everybody to stay calm. Enjoy the ride. I'm taking care of business. Hobbs out.
Wow. I bet you did not expect this when you climbed aboard the tram. We have a witness from the Federal Protection Program on board that we do not know who they are, but we want to keep them safe, of course, along with everybody else aboard the tram. What is known is the witness is being chased by a character named Owen Shaw. Now, we know a little bit about this guy. He's bad news. He's been involved in international kidnappings, international crime heists, and the very, very worst of it, at one time, Owen Shaw intended to disrupt the entire city of London. So that's what we're up against. I have to tell you, though, with all this going on around us, we could not be in a better location than Falls Lake. It's a great remote location area that we have here on the back lot. Take a look over here on your left. It's a wooded area, all those trees. That's good. That could hide us, camouflage us from anybody that might be trying to get to us from the left-hand side. Take a look over here on the right side. There's more trees. You might notice that cabin for first, second, third car, fourth car. Look behind you on the right. There's a cabin there. That was used in the movie The Great Outdoors, starring John Candy. Also in Mark Wahlberg's film Shooter. So you got the cabin, you got the trees, you got the backdrop. Below the backdrop, we fill it with water. That's how we get the lake for Falls Lake. All of that on the right is good. That could hide us, camouflage us from anybody that might be trying to get to us from the right-hand side. Now, we're waiting to get the official word from Agent Hobbs as to where our safe location is going to be. Just have your glasses close by. You don't need to wear them yet. I will let you know when the time comes to put on those glasses, but just make sure that you have them close by, all right? Well, folks, I believe our safe location may be the garage up ahead. Now, this is a known street racer party hangout. So we'll see if we get a green light, then we'll know that's it for sure. But it kind of makes sense because it's right here. This would be a safe location for us. We got the green light. So we're going to lay low. Please remain seated at all times. Remember, I will let you know when the time comes to put the glasses on. But not yet, not yet. All right, let's see what's in the garage. Hey, look on the left, that tow truck. I've never seen one like that. Up ahead on the left, it looks like an assault vehicle. So, I have a little anxiety about this situation. But coming into the garage, I feel better. There's something about an engine that calms me down.
Name is Roman Pierce. Pleased to meet you. My buddy Hobbs asked us to stash you from Shaw for a while. So we brought you in our secret spot. We're having a few friends over. It's a little messy, but it's all good. The more the merrier. Especially you right there in that third row, like I was saying. So look, see over there? It's Hobbs' urban assault vehicle. Best truck the U.S. government can buy. That work of art back over there is made by my man Tej. Think of it as like a Mona Lisa on wheels.
Excellent. So did you break it down to them?
What's that?
You had one job to do, Roman. One. All right, look, guys. We're going to keep Shaw from finding you. But to keep you safe, we need your help. We don't want the syndicate tracking us here. So put away your cameras and turn off your cell phones. One flash or one ringtone could give us away.
I need y'all to take this real serious.
Okay, pull into the next bay and we'll meet you in there.
That young lady is Letty Ortiz. She, along with Roman Pierce, are on Dominic Toretto's crew, and they joined forces with Agent Hobbs to keep us safe from that bad guy, Owen Shaw. Now, we are invited into bay number two. Remember, you want to have your lights out on your phones and your cameras in the first part here. You want to turn the light out. You want to make sure it's out. They are having a party in bay number two. It sounds like it's going all guns. I hear that music coming through the wall loud and clear. So what we're going to do is get someone to open up the doors in front of us, and then we can check out what is going on in bay number two. All right, here we go. Wow, you won't believe what's going on in here. This is one hot party. Such a good party.
This is what we're doing. This is the race day after party.
No. Roman Pierce, FBI, on the ground.
Kneeling?
On the ground, do it now.
You know how long that took to iron this shirt, man? I'm not.
On the ground, right now.
Hey, just back up a little bit. Got it. It's like, first of all, I don't work for you.
Oh, really? Well, tell me, Roman, who do you work for?
We don't work for nobody. This is clear out here, otherwise we can't guarantee your safety.
Guarantee my safety? I'm the one holding the gun.
They have a mind a whole lot bigger than yours. Escort this countess out.
Let's go, Cookie Puss!
That ugly suit on, man. It's cheap.
Somebody out there really pissed off Shaw. It's gonna get ugly fast.
Yeah, don't worry. Lucky for you, our whole family will protect you.
Are you kidding me, Roman? You didn't shut off your phone, bro?
I gotta call you back. I'm just telling you that it's fine.
See you talking about?
Call you back.
Yeah.
It was on vibrate. Shaw traced us. Hobbs can't hold forever. Letty, Roman, we're up. Driver, move that vehicle.
Okay, we're gonna move.
It's about to get real interesting. My Mona Lisa's all warmed up right next door.
Oh, Roman, what are you doing?
wore protective glasses. And remember, no cameras or cell phones. We do not want Sean, the bad guy, to know that we are here. Sounds like you're getting closer. Behalf of myself, Mike, your guide, our driver Jose, all of us here at NBC Universal, I hope you've enjoyed your exclusive behind-the-scenes Hollywood experience. I'll be available to answer questions for you. Just enjoy the rest of the great day at Universal Studios Hollywood. We are the entertainment capital of L.A. Please drop the 3D glasses in the bins provided. Thank you for doing that. The restrooms are back by the escalator, to the left of the escalator. That is a wrap. Please wipe your arms and legs, fingers and toes as the gates pop open. Just make it a tramtastic day and just be happy. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're
very
thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Glue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.